Alexa, play Connect FM.
You can get fake news anywhere. You get Fox News here. 99.7 FM, 96.7 FM, and AM 1420. WCED Dubois.
Now, Connect FM Sports puts every play under review with Bob Anderson, Dave Glass, and Dave Herzing.
NFL free agency kicks off next week. Who should be on the Steelers' radar? We'll also discuss the Steelers' abysmal NFLPA report card.
Clearfield native Andrew Janoco went from small-town quarterback to Super Bowl champion coach. Now he's set to serve as the Raiders' offensive coordinator. We'll talk to him about that journey and the challenges that face him in Las Vegas.
The NHL trade deadline is Saturday. What positions, if any, should the Penguins target? And is there an underperforming superstar that Kyle Dubas should take a swing at? I'll ask the guys about it later in the show. I'm Bobby Anderson.
And I'm Dave Glass. Stay tuned as we discuss these topics and more as we go under review.
Sponsored by Fatula Eye Care, the False Creek Eagles, and Lebraska Plastic Surgery.
On Connect FM, your only local news radio.
Welcome to Under Review for Wednesday, March 4th. We're back doing the show live. I know what D would say, we're back. Yeah. But he's not here with us yet.
Yeah, well, he's not back yet. We just heard, you know, this is what happens when you go live. He's a couple minutes late, but he'll be here in just a moment. So.
All right. Well, my first question to you, Dave, is what's your favorite thing about March?
It's not January or February.
I agree with you there.
No, I mean, I'm all about the upswing in the temperature, not having to shovel snow. You know, baseball's right around the corner. Hockey is in, you know, grind mode now. So it's not as good as April, October, but it's not bad.
Yeah, there's a lot to look forward to for sure. I like that the days are going to get longer here.
I think we get 80 minutes this month.
Well, and what's it supposed to be? 70 degrees, I think, on Saturday.
This is true fall spring, though. I know we're going off sports here, but you know, this next 5-6 days, it's going to get up into the 70s, almost 80 next week, but then it's supposed to get back down to 34. So it is totally fall spring.
Well, you might be able to get your golf clubs out at least for one weekend.
Well, you know, there was snow on the course and my son Noble was out playing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was like, you are crazy, boy.
I would do that.
No.
Yep. All right. Well, NFL free agency officially begins a week from today, but you know that there's going to be the legal tampering period. There's probably most of the big names will be off the market by the time we talk next week. So keeping in mind that the Steelers are projected to have about $40 million in cap space, that's the eighth most in the NFL, they're going to have a lot of flexibility. So I'm going to run through a few of our own free agents, and then we'll talk about a few that might be available or on the radar. So tell me if you would re-sign these guys. Let's start with the guard, Isaac Seumalo.
You know, he's really good. I was just looking at his metrics. You know, he's one of the best pass-defending guards. But the issue is he's 32. And so
had some injury problems.
Well, you know, yeah, he's probably our best lineman, but at 32, I wouldn't give him a 3 or 4 year deal. That's how you get in trouble. So it's going to cause problems because that's a big position they need to fill. But honestly, I would let him go.
Yeah. SpotTrack projects his market value is about 9.6 annually. How about Kenneth Gainwell?
Tougher call. Really tough call. I mean, he fit like a glove, you know, in that offense. Now there's going to be a new offense, so it's hard to say. But, you know, running backs, you know, we've talked about this, I think, last week a little bit. Running backs, I don't want to say they're a dime a dozen, but you can go find one. So if he's willing to come back on reasonable terms, I'd take him back. But if he thinks he's going to go get a payday, let him get it somewhere else.
Yeah, and I think a lot of it depends on who the quarterback is for him.
100%,
yeah. I mean, Arthur Smith, he fit well in that system. Will he fit well with Mike McCarthy? And does Aaron Rodgers come back? We'll talk about that here in a little bit. He's projected to get a 2-year, $10 million deal. How about Calvin Austin III?
Why? Why would you take back any of these unproductive wide receivers? You know, before this year, the excuse was, well, we don't have a quarterback, give him the ball. Well, they had, you know, whatever else you want to say about Rodgers, he can still sling it. And he couldn't get him the ball. So I want a clean house in the wide receiver department. I want all new guys except for DK.
Yeah, right now they only have three under contract. They got DK, Roman Wilson, and Ben Skowronek. So they got a lot of room there for growth.
Nobody, I mean, he didn't make a case to stay.
No, he has never impressed me that much. And he's small. You know, you need a little bit bigger receiver, I think. Aaron Rodgers, what's your plan with him? Does he come back? Do you want him back?
No, I mean, I was the low man on Rodgers last year. He definitely exceeded my expectations, mainly because other than that one injury, he stayed on the field. But no, do you think he's going to be better next year at age 42, 43? It's time to find the answer here. You know, if we're going to talk about free agents, I think the answer is out there.
Oh, well, that's interesting. Let's transition to that. But by the way, how long do we wait for Rodgers, too?
Yeah, that's the other thing. I mean, last year he made, you know, we were totally at his whim. I would say you tell him, okay, the draft is the 22nd. You got to tell us by the 15th or we're moving on.
And I almost think that you need to know by the end of the week.
Well, yeah.
Because if you're going to pursue any of these other guys.
Yeah. I was disappointed with the way he was allowed to dictate terms last year, and I don't think he can do that.
Nope. All right, so it's not Christmas. We talked about that. It's in the rearview mirror, but there are a few free agents here that we could maybe go shopping for. So how interested would you be in Malik Willis?
Well, he's the guy, right? If you don't get him, I would say you don't bother. But, you know, he's looked really good when very limited play time. I understand that. But I think he's definitely a serious step up from the likes of Mason Rudolph, who, you know, look, as a backup, Mason Rudolph is fine, but he's not going to take you to the promised land. So if you're not going to, you know, that's what I would do. I would take a shot at him.
Yeah, he's got the highest ceiling, I think, of the people who are here. D's in the studio.
D's in the house.
All right, D's here.
Hey, sorry about that. I had to pay some bills.
Okay, all right.
They pay me the big bucks here at this station, so.
D is here. We can proceed. We're talking about free agents right now. We're into Malik Willis here and how much interest we would have in him. SpotTrack thinks that he might get, you know, probably a little more than the Justin Fields deal, which wasn't bad.
No.
2 years, $40 million. He might get up to 30. Who knows? But I think you pay it.
I think you do, too.
Take the risk.
You got to pay to play in this league, and they for once have a little bit of cap space. They can make more if they really want to. So,
yeah, I'd 100% pay that. I mean, my goodness. The guy, I mean, he looked like he could play. Rodgers was on Pat McAfee today talking about Will Howard and the chance that they should give him. I mean, I don't know. He was going to bat for him, says all the right things. He takes notes with a pen and a paper.
Ooh, well, that's a difference maker there.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. But, yeah, you got to get somebody in there that can throw the ball, and I think that he'd be a good fit.
Well, here's a surprise. The Cardinals are going to release Kyler Murray. How interested are you in him?
I'm not interested
not
even a little bit.
Wow,
not
that's
in any way at all.
So you'd rather have Willis than Murray? How about Rodgers or Murray?
Well,
I'd rather have Rodgers than Murray.
Boy, that's a tough call for me. Murray probably, I mean, obviously
Murray should try to play for the Pirates.
Rodgers is, you know, last year we said Rodgers was a one-year thing. He's definitely a one-year solution this time. I just don't believe in Murray. I just don't. So,
well, they said the problem with Murray, it's the intangible stuff. Like, it's the locker room presence. It's his commitment. There's the whole thing about him playing Call of Duty and taking time out of the locker room to log on to Call of Duty as opposed to being crazy stuff for an NFL quarterback. But yeah, I would take Rodgers any day over Kyler Murray.
Yeah, the big thing with Willis is he only played four games last year, but he shined during that time. So what would he do in a larger setting? Wide receiver options. This is not a great free agent group, but I did see today that Alex Pierce was not franchise tagged by the Colts.
Yeah, it's because they made their choice and they gave that they transitioned Jones. So
yeah,
he's about the only one I don't like the free agent market at all. I mean, it's okay for linemen, but it's not good at all for, I don't think, the skill positions. So he's the only one I might think about.
Okay.
I wouldn't worry too much about wide receivers in free agency. The draft is supposedly loaded. You heard it on this show several times about the draft. The Steelers, you know, I was talking with one of our sponsors today, Alge, and he was saying he'd be happy if they drafted two quarterbacks and three receivers.
Well, they got a lot of picks.
They have a lot of picks, so, and there's plenty of receivers out there that could fit the bill.
Well, so we're not interested in a Romeo Doubs or Rashid Shaheed.
Well, they released Stephon Diggs.
Yeah, I saw that. I'm not really interested in that. I think he's washed.
But just go back to Murray for just a second. You realize, and I know he's had some injury stuff, but he hasn't thrown more than 21 touchdowns since 2021, and he's never thrown more than 26. I mean, if you're talking about a modern NFL quarterback, you know, that's not great. He's had interception problems. His interception percentage is definitely above average. I just don't want him.
No, not at all. No, he's had his time. It's you know, he'd be a great backup that could steal a game for you with his legs, but yeah, I wouldn't want him.
All right, we got to get to the NFLPA report cards. They leaked out. The Steelers probably wish they didn't. This is the fourth year they've been out, and the Steelers got their worst grade of all, which they were bad in the past, too. This time they came in dead last among 32 teams. They ranked last when it comes to willingness to invest in facilities, home field quality, the locker room. Reports say there's only 5 bathroom stalls. What do you guys make of this?
That's my favorite thing of the hall is the 5 bathroom stalls. There's almost as many bathroom stalls over at the high school than there is in the middle school than there is for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I just find that so crazy.
Bring your own toilet paper.
I mean, look, I've said for years, Acrisure, I do not like Acrisure. It's old. There's nothing state of the art about it.
It's 25 years old. That's old.
Yeah. Well, in today's NFL, I mean, when you look at some of these new stadiums that are being built, these multi-billion-dollar palaces, and you know what? The Steelers fan base, I think it would be better served for Pittsburgh to have an indoor stadium or something similar to what Buffalo has, like that hybrid that's going to obviously change the way the snow comes onto the field and all that stuff. But as far as the facility, they're resurfacing Acrisure. The sod, which I think is a good thing, finally.
They do that all the time,
well,
I feel like.
Yeah, that's my biggest thing is if you're going to continue to share it with Pitt and you're going to continue to have the Whipple High School games there around Thanksgiving, you've got to go with turf. I mean, I appreciate what they're trying to do and be good community partners, and I think that's great that they let those high school games play there. But if you get one wet day and you play 4 games on it in a day, I don't care if they're high school kids or not, you're going to destroy the field.
Yeah, I think it's awesome too that they do that. I can't imagine playing at that level and playing in Acrisure or Heinz Field or whatever, but I think they need to move those games, you know, to a turf field or something for those kids and save a professional stadium.
Well, just put turf in.
Or just put turf in.
You know, look, back, I understand everybody's got PTSD from, you know, Three Rivers turf. That was a whole different thing. This modern turf, it's safer. I mean, they're saying it's the worst field by the players in the whole league. You're telling me that, like, the turf in Detroit or any of these other domes isn't better?
No.
Go with the turf.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I think it would solve a lot of problems.
And I see the Rooney, the ownership got a D, which tells you how far the Rooney name has fallen.
And I said this last year, maybe even the year before, I feel like the whole franchise is analog players in a digital world. They've fallen behind. And I think the players recognize that.
Yeah, I'll tell you, the only ray of light is McCarthy. I don't think the hire of McCarthy because of his age, everything, but he's offensive oriented. And it's going to be nice to actually see the Steelers, you know, come in, you know, to this century as far as playing offense.
Yeah, they just need some players.
That's a good point, Paul. That's a real good point.
If he was hired to bring Aaron Rodgers back, then I think that kind of takes away from what you just said.
Yeah, I agree with you on that.
And by the way, the Dolphins finished first in this survey, so I think it tells you kind of how important it is, seeing how lousy they are on the field.
Well, they have an unfair advantage. They're down in beautiful Miami.
That does help. All right, so it's time to get to a break. When we return, we're going to talk about the Penguins and the upcoming NHL trade deadline. You're listening to Under Review, sponsored by Fatula Eye Care, the Falls Creek Eagles, and Nebraska Plastic Surgery.
We're passing out huge savings during the Big Drive sales event at Spitzer.
Hurry! Tackle new Ford F-150 Crew Cab 4x4 with $7,500 off MSRP. Or choose 1.9% financing with a no-charge lifetime warranty included. Plus, Panda wants you to score even more. Download the Spitzer VIP app for exclusive rewards.
Don't drop the ball. Get here now. Wag more. Spend less at Spitzer Ford Dubois and St. Mary's.
Our world revolves around.
Hey, can you blow up some balloons for Jack's party?
I can't. I'm so congested.
You need Sinex Saline from Vicks.
Sinex Saline Nasal Spray?
Yeah, just Sinex. Breathe.
Sinex Saline instantly clears everyday congestion associated with colds and year-round allergies with a gentle, ultra-fine mist that's no mess and easy to control.
Daddy, we need more balloons!
On it!
Enjoy life's important moments without congestion. Try Sinex Saline from Vicks. Just Sinex. Breathe. Use as directed.
It all comes down to this, folks.
Yep, the entire season is on the line.
But my throat has officially thrown in the towel.
Sounds like you need Vicks VapoCool drops. They're max strength and vaporized sore throat pain.
Whoa! These VapoCool drops hit fast!
Speaking of fast, did you just see that play?
Yeah, he vaporized that ball.
That pun should have come with a penalty.
Vaporize sore throat pain with Vicks VapoCool drops. Use as directed. VapoCool.
Think you've got the brains to beat the crowd? Wednesday night is trivia night at the Hitching Post in Dubois. Mix and match select domestic buckets, just $5 for $15 from 6:30 till 8:30. Walk in, sign up, and join the fun. See who's the smartest table in the house.
Here's your Connect FM Tri-County forecast. Drizzle likely with fog and spots tonight. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Lows level off around 44. Easterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected with fog and spots early tomorrow. Rain likely. High temperatures reach up to 56. Right now, 45. That's your Tri-County forecast throughout the hour, throughout your busy day on Connect FM.
Now, let's go back to Under Review on Connect FM. Here again, Bob Anderson, Dave Glass, and Dave Herzing.
Welcome back to Under Review. This segment is sponsored by the Falls Creek Eagles, home of the Friday Night Fish Fry. Since we last spoke, Sidney Crosby was ruled out at least 4 weeks, and they've gone 2-1-1 without him so far since they returned from the Olympics. I know it's a small sample size, but do you guys think they can hang in there without 87?
Yes, I do. Now, I do have to say that I read a report that he skated today.
Wow.
Now, that doesn't mean he's ready to come back, but remember, 4 weeks from the injury, and then there was a week before the game started, so he could be back in another, 10 days, 2 weeks, if everything breaks absolutely correct. But do I think they can hang in? Yes. I mean, even last night, when they gave up their early goals, they couldn't catch a break, but I thought the last 40 minutes, and especially the last 20, I thought they really skated Boston off the ice. They're hanging in with these teams. I I've watched a lot of other games. There's just a lot of mediocre hockey in the Eastern Conference. So I think they have like still an 83% chance to make the playoffs, because the more games you start burning off the clock, the harder it is for the teams to come back, that are behind you.
Well, the game you went to, Dave, gave me faith. That seeing them beat a good Vegas team like that, and they routed that team. I really believe after that, like, okay, this group can play with or without Sid. They're going to be better with him, obviously. And I really do believe that they're going to make some sort of splash at the deadline. Ooh. Here coming in the next few. I mean, look, that game last night, right? I was going between that and the NBA, and they got that early goal, and then they just couldn't get that puck luck. But that final period, to your point, the Penguins looked fantastic. That's a good team they're skating with. And they stayed with that team. And they could have beat that team, had a couple bounces go their way. I think they'll be just fine, honestly. And over the past couple of years, I haven't been as optimistic about the Penguins. They look good to me.
Yeah, and I think the Bruins, they've won 11 straight at home.
Oh, wow.
And the Penguins outshot them 35-23.
The Bruins always give us trouble. It's just one of those matchups that's tough.
It is. So I used to criticize Pierre Maguire when he was on the broadcast. He used to drive me nuts because he'd harp on faceoffs and how important faceoffs are. But I have to say, this team is terrible at faceoffs right now. They cannot win a faceoff. They lost 32 of 48 last night.
Ooh.
How concerned should we be about that?
I'm like you in that for most of my hockey career, I'm like, faceoffs are the most overrated stat in hockey. Against Vegas, I think they only had 7 or 8 in the first period. They only had one TV timeout or something. So it depends on how the game's going too. Having said that, it's one thing to get like 45% on faceoffs and another thing to get blown out of faceoffs every, 2 games in a row now. That's really bad. So, if they do anything, I think they're going to go try to find like a 3C, 4C guy who can win some face-offs and be that. I don't think they're going to overpay. And I know we're going to get into what you think they're going to do. I don't think they're going to overpay for a name, like a big offensive guy.
I'm not saying
guy.
They're going to do it. I'm just going to pose it and see what you guys think about it.
Okay.
Well, pose away.
Yeah. All right. Well,
what are you thinking, Bob?
Okay. Well, The trade deadline is Friday at 3 p.m. So if you're Kyle Dubas, I was going to ask you guys how you approach it. But let me throw this out to you guys. I know there's a lot of discussion about Vinny Trocheck. I know there's even the guy I want's Robert Thomas, but you'd have to give up a boatload for him. But there is one center who is available who is younger, who has a higher pedigree, and was once a former 100-plus point scorer.
Yeah, that's been a while.
He is available, apparently, according to rumors. I'm talking about Elias Pettersson from Vancouver, who is only 27 years old, but he has a huge cap hit, $11.6 million. He signed until 2032. He's underachieved the last two seasons. He was once 100-point scorer. He dropped to 45 points last year. This year, he's on pace for about 50 points. So our buddy Jim Rutherford out in the West, hey, he's a guy who likes to wheel and deal. Maybe you could get this guy on the cheap just to get rid of that contract. Would you take the risk on this fella?
Man, probably not, honestly. And they'd have to retain a bunch of salary, which why would they do that?
They don't want to retain.
No, they don't want to retain anything. So you're looking at them basically giving him away. I mean, you're not going to give up a first-round pick for that contract. The way, I mean, they're selling low, right? And Dubas has been really good at that. But the question is, you know, we heard last year that it was the people around him, so they got rid of, you know, a couple of those guys, and now he's still, I mean, he has 13 goals. You know, he's 35 points in 52 games.
Isn't Vancouver bad?
They're terrible. They're the worst team by far.
Yeah, okay. Well, I mean, hey, you know, there's lots of times in lots of sports where guys go from a real bad situation to a real good situation, and it's like new life gets breathed into them. You know, they have all those picks. You know, and you know,
I think you'd have to give up many for him. They'd just be willing to give up that contract.
You know, Madden always, Mark Madden, you know, you love him or hate him, the guy knows an awful lot about hockey. I know you don't like him, but I'll tell you what, I do respect his opinion as much as anybody's in sports media, because he's diehard Pens and he knows everything about the team.
Oh yeah, he does. Just ask him.
Yeah, yes, you're absolutely right. But I will say he's always talking about hockey picks, and he says it on his show at least once a week, you know, and he talks about the value after the first round. There really isn't that much value late second. They're just
even first round picks are
that's it.
Well, it's all a bit of a crapshoot. Yep. And I don't look. They've stockpiled so many second round, third round picks.
Yeah,
if they give up a third rounder for somebody like, you know, taking a flyer, I don't want to give up a first rounder for this.
It's the cap hit that is the big gamble.
I mean, they're trying to do a rebuild here, and you don't want to. And this is what New York did. New York kind of jump-started. They thought they were further ahead in the rebuild than they were a few years ago, and they went out and they bought all this talent, and guess where they're at? They're old, and they don't have any flexibility, and now they're tearing it all down again. So if you're going to do this, you have to be sure that this is your guy, because you can only go get one or two of these before your cap problems again.
Yeah, well, he does have a full no-move clause. He'd have to okay the deal, but I think he would like to play with a couple Swedes, Erik Karlsson and Rickard Rakell. All right, aside from him, you're saying, Dave, you only want to go like the, I don't know, the bottom feeder kind of guys.
Well, Trocheck would be perfect. I mean, look,
what would you have to do to get him, though?
First rounder, probably, at least in a prospect. Maybe.
But he's worth it, though.
I think a second rounder for sure. I mean, here's the thing.
Imagine him on that. I mean,
he's the perfect third line center for this team. Perfect. And he takes a little pressure off Kindle. It's time to put Malkin on the wing. So, you know, maybe in quick hitters, we're going to run out of time. We got to talk about the Malkin situation, because that's really interesting to me. But I like Trocheck. You're probably higher on Thomas than I am. I don't know about him. Frankly, even though he's older, I wouldn't mind seeing him go after Nazem Kadri. I mean, that guy can still play. I think he's a free agent, or he doesn't have much term left.
He has 3 years left deal, I think. Right. But I don't think he's that old. He's like in his mid-30s. He's still got a few good years
but
left in him.
I don't want to add a whole lot of older players.
Okay, well, how about this? If the Penguins go the seller route, which I don't think
they're
going to do.
No, they won't.
I heard Anthony Mantha's name out there. Apparently he's coveted, and Stuart Skinner. Do you give up either of those guys?
I wouldn't be shocked if they did move Skinner, if they really think that Murashov's ready. Because, you know, they're like you, Bob, and I tend to agree with this. They don't want to put a whole lot of resources into the goaltending. You know, they don't want to pay him $6, $7 million. I can't fathom they let Mantha go. And Mantha didn't look that good to me last night, and he's slow, and I do think selling high makes sense. If they hadn't been in the playoff picture, he's the one guy you sell immediately. But I think you owe, and I said this last week, you owe it to these guys who are in second place in their division.
Yeah.
You can't pull the bottom out from under them now. Come on. You couldn't trade a Carlson now.
Now, what does that say to your team if you do that? That's something that the Pirates would do.
No, you don't have to break the bank to add anything. In fact, if they don't add anything, I'm like, all right, he gave this group a chance. That's all they can really ask for. But I can't see him trading any of the top six guys.
No, I can't either. Adding at this time right now messes with team chemistry too. The Penguins have done that in the past where they bring in these so-called big weapons.
Jerome McGinley is a
prime example. And I remember when they got him, I was like, whoa, yeah, he didn't do anything.
No.
You have to gel, you have to have the whole season to get to know these guys. But if you're playing on the third line, not much is expected of you, or the fourth line. So yeah, I mean, that's to your point, Dave, that's where I'd look for them to make a move. The picks are in their favor, obviously. That's what they can wheel and deal with. And I, like I said here a second ago, I fully expect them to make at least two or three moves.
Well, we do have a few minutes left, Dave. So what do you want to talk about with Malkin?
Well, I was the one a couple years ago who said they shouldn't have re-signed him. And before this year, I was like, it's got to be over. He looked terrible last year. I don't think that's even all that controversial to say that. He looked like he was done. And frankly, he looked better at the beginning of the year. And the acquisition of Chinnikov has just totally revitalized Malkin. I think there's something, you were talking about having some Swedes together. I think there's something to having countrymen together that you can bond with. You have some shared experiences. This Chinnikov-Malkin thing is so powerful that it's like, if he comes back for a 1 year, $4 million deal, why wouldn't you do that at this point? I mean, like I said, put him on the other wing. He doesn't have to play center anymore, but he's been so good. And like even the other night, he's kind of started to put this team on his back like he used to when Sid was hurt. I do think that as long as it doesn't break the bank, that he's earned that right to go out on his own terms now. And I would not have said this a year ago for sure.
Yeah. I mean, he's really turned things around. Last year it was very hard to watch Malkin because you grew up watching Malkin. He's been so much fun to watch. I'd bring him back. I can't see why not for that. Like you said, $4 million. Look what you can get for $4 million.
I made that number up. I don't know what he wants, but he's kind of made it clear that he doesn't want to play anywhere else.
He wants a contract.
Yeah. He wants a contract. I'll say this. I think Dubas knows that. I think he's going to re-sign him. I just don't think he wants to do it now because he's got that carrot hanging right over Malkin's head. And if he gives him the contract now, does Malkin still play the same way? I think you could see a little dip in production.
It's fair, but I just hope, if nothing else, it gives him the chance. You give it to him, you say, no matter what, that's it, Gino. Next year's it. Have your, going away, your whole thing around the league and shake hands. But as long as everybody's on the same page, I would do it.
I'll tell you the one thing that NHL Network pointed out, which I thought was a really just kind of a cool thing to think about with the remaining games left, and it's this fast and furious pace, that favors a team like Pittsburgh. I mean, they got young legs, right? And they're not an old team by any stretch of the imagination.
It's crazy that we're saying that. It is funny that you say that, but there was I read some in stats. This team, to your point, when they have three or more days off, not counting the long break when everybody had, but when they have three or more days off, their record is much worse than when they play with one day of rest or back to back. Now, they're playing by far the hardest schedule of any team left.
Yeah, 100%.
So those numbers are going to take a hit because they're going to lose 8, 9, 10 games this month. I don't see any way around
it. But
I
don't think that puts them in any real position where it's like this precarious fall off, though.
No, it depends on what everybody else does. If the Caps go like 10-4, then you're in trouble.
Yeah.
Okay, so D says the Penguins will make a move. You say that too, Dave?
They're going to do something. I don't think it'll be anything super major. Maybe a second-round pick they deal or something.
All right, we're going to get to a break. So we're going to give our guest tonight, Andrew Giannoco, a call. Apparently got called into a GM meeting, but we're hoping it's over. We're going to try to get him on the line here, and we'll do that when we return. You're listening to Under Review, sponsored by the Falls Creek Eagles.
4 years after Windows 11 debuted, Microsoft is officially phasing out support for Windows 10.
Stay close to the news.
Microsoft is no longer providing security patches for Windows 10 or technical assistance, making it more vulnerable to hackers and viruses.
We've got you covered.
For those continuing to use Windows 10, they can stay secure without having to buy a new computer by using Microsoft Defender Antivirus.
We're Connect FM.
Don't let winter weather leave you in the dark. Call Gary and Sons for a free estimate on a Generac generator. A whole home generator can run appliances that keep you comfortable on a cold day. With every Generac, receive a whole home surge protector, a 5-year warranty, and Gary and Sons will even give you a reverse osmosis water filter from the Halo Water Filtration line. Call Gary and Sons today. Financing as low as 0% APR for up to 24 months. Gary and Sons, total home comfort. Online at GarysInc.com.
Most epic!
The all-new epic pizza in Dubois with an 80s theme that's
gnarly. It takes you back to the future.
Where every day get the 1980 special. One topping pizza, a dozen garlic knots, and 2 liters for $19.80.
Most epic!
Epic Pizza, open Tuesday through Sunday. Schaefer Road, Dubois, next to the movie theater. And Facebook, delivery available.
We're passing out huge savings during the Big Drive Sales event at Spitzer.
Hurry! Tackle new Ford F-150 Crew Cab 4x4 with $7,500 off MSRP. Or choose 1.9% financing with a no-charge lifetime warranty included. Plus, Panda wants you to score even more. Download the Spitzer VIP app for exclusive rewards.
Don't drop the ball. Get here now. Wag more. Spend less at Spitzer Ford Dubois and St. Mary's.
Our world revolves around.
Here's your Connect FM Tri-County forecast. Drizzle likely with fog and spots tonight. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Lows level off around 44. Easterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected with fog and spots early tomorrow. Rain likely. High temperatures reach up to 56. Right now, 45. That's your Tri-County forecast throughout the hour, throughout your busy day on Connect FM.
What's your call? This is Under Review on Connect FM. You can call Bob, Dave, and Dave at 814-372-1420. Join the chat on their Facebook page by searching Under Review Sports.
Welcome back to Under Review. This segment is sponsored by Labraska Plastic Surgery, where they help you look and feel your best. So we do have to audible here as we were unable to connect there with Coach Janoco, but we will try again here. Hopefully in the last segment we can get him.
He's a busy guy. He's got a lot going on.
So, but I, since we're doing that, I do have an audible here that we might as well call. I was going to save this, but we'll do it now. It's a pretty big week for birthday boy, right?
Yeah,
got two birthdays out of the three of us here.
Yes, sir, buddy.
I hope you both had great birthdays.
Yours is the 28th, right?
February 28th.
You know who you share a birthday with?
Who?
His brother.
Well, yeah.
That's right.
Luca.
That's right.
Luca.
Luca's birthday is on February. Why did I not know that?
I can't believe you.
I can't believe nobody's ever told.
D's got his Lakers hat.
I do have my Lakers hat on. Yeah. By the way, Bob, you'll be happy. I ordered about 8 or 9 new hats.
So you got your own birthday present.
I ordered a new World Baseball Classic hat. I ordered 3 new Pirates hats. Yeah.
Of course you
Why don't you just bring your money in and we'll just light it on fire together?
Love them.
Would that be better?
I love them.
So you bought your own gifts for
your
birthday.
Well, no, I got some really, really nice gifts. Okay. My family, really outdid themselves. Lindsay got me some beautiful stuff, some stuff for Blanton's whiskey, and my family got me some nice bottles of liquor, and I got some nice things. It was a good birthday. Very, very good birthday.
Good, good. So
what'd you do, clean cars on your birthday?
I cleaned the walls at the house. I said, because we had a day off for school, I said to Summer, I can either clean the walls or I can climb the walls. I got to do one or the other because I have to be busy at all times. But no, I just hung out. I mean, the birthdays are the birthdays anymore. I have everything I need right at home. I got my family there. I don't need anything.
I agree with that sentiment. Yeah. I don't care about gifts, but I celebrate birthdays because you just never know when you're not going to have any.
Yeah. You know what? Yeah. I'm going to tell you something. I love it. I'm YOLO, buddy. When my birthday rolls around, my in-laws threw a really nice party for me, and man, I had some drinks. And then I got back to my house, and I had some more drinks. And it was a blast.
But yours was on a Saturday. It wasn't on a Tuesday.
But it was great. Like, again, you know, as you get older, you have to embrace them. And I do, and I really try to celebrate them, because every day you're here, not to be corny, we're very fortunate. We're all very blessed people. So I'm always optimistic when I get another year under my belt.
Okay, so I've taken us off course enough. Bro, take us back to quick hitters.
All right, well, let's talk about the World Baseball Classic. Are you guys going to watch us?
Oh, my, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my. Hey, shout out, by the way, to Ava Baronic. She actually might be working the World Baseball Classic.
Oh, there you go.
It's in Japan, isn't it?
No, it's down in Miami.
Oh, I thought it was
It's in
Japan.
Miami. They're having preliminary games. They're doing like spring training games. Like Skeens pitched against the Giants the other day. Dude, the U.S.'s roster is absolutely absurd.
Is that who you're picking to win?
Oh, my. I don't know
how. I mean, it's hard not to.
I mean, dear Lord, Japan? They got the two best pitchers in baseball.
Japan doesn't have the hitting depth. I mean, obviously they have the best player in the world, right? But he's in baseball. One guy can't win it for you.
Yeah, I've always liked the World Baseball Classic. This was years ago. I was in L.A. for work, and they had a World Baseball Classic store there. So I got the first time I ever bought one of those hats, and I walked in and I got a shirt and whatever. And I went to a bar. They were watching the World Baseball Classic like they watched World Cup. It is a big deal.
It's a really big deal for the other countries. Frankly, I think it's less of a big deal for us Americans.
I can't wait. I am super pumped about it.
I'll probably tune it in a little bit.
I'm a little nervous because I don't want Skeens to get hurt.
Oh, don't say that.
Yeah, he'd be doing these starts in spring training. That's what gets me, though. It's not like you're going to get 6-7 innings out of your starters. They're going to be staying on their program.
Well, he looked good, and that's – I mean, obviously he's playing the Giants spring training club, but he looked pretty good. First inning, it was a couple he left up. He left a curveball up, but then he kind of settled in. So, yeah, he'll be just fine.
Well, is there trouble in L.A. right now, D, because Lakers star Luka Doncic and head coach J.J. Redick got into a little sideline spat there the other night.
They did. I tell you what, I love Luka. I'm a Luka mark all day long. The guy is an extraordinary player. He's got to stop complaining to the refs. He's doing himself no favors. When he was at Dallas, you thought, he's a little younger. But, you know, he's now the centerpiece of that franchise. And the Lakers are the most storied franchise in the NBA. I mean, they're the Yankees, right? He's got to start acting like it. There's a lot of like infighting on that team. DeAndre Ayton, who they brought in, isn't real happy with how he's being utilized. I expect LeBron to come back to Cleveland next year. People are saying that's almost like 99% certainty, which he'll finish out his career. He won't make any sort of max contract, but he doesn't need it. Reeves' numbers at the start of the season, he looked incredible. His numbers have really dipped. The Lakers aren't going anywhere either. They don't play any defense.
Yeah, I see they're ranked 22nd in defense.
Yeah,
they're worst in rebounding.
There's a hell of a game on tonight. OKC and the Knicks. I mean, OKC right now, they're watching them is like watching a different form of basketball. They just come at you in waves. Shout out to the Land though for smashing Lonnie's Pistons last night. The Land baby
the
is
Pistons. That's I'll right. tell you what, they're a paper giant.
The only NBA I've watched all year. I turned into and it was last week. The Cleveland Detroit must have played last week too.
They did.
And that
was
game,
a good game.
Well, Cleveland had that game well in
and
hand
blew it.
And blew it. And I'm like, this is unbelievable.
Yeah, Jalen Tyson fouled. It was like, I don't know how many seconds left. And it was in the act. And it was,
yeah, I was like, why do you just leave him alone?
I know. It was, and that was the reserves. I mean, Spida didn't play and Harden didn't play. Now, Harden played last night. Harden's been incredible in Cleveland. He's really, really utilizing the bigs. Mobley and Jared Allen have gotten so much better with Harden because he always plays well with the bigs. My guy, Sam Merrill, is out of this world. He's having a great season. But the Cavs, I think they're going to make a deeper run. I mean, it couldn't have been any worse than last year, but, right now, they're positioned with Spida coming back. Max Strus is going to be coming back soon, who was a starter last year. Dean Wade has been playing injured, but he's actually now on the mend. They're going to be really tough out this year.
You know what I like about D is he's got two teams. So he's got one
he's
in
got
the
like
East, one in the
teams.
West. But I'm talking about the NBA. So he's got doubles his chances to win.
Well, that's
here.
It. Well, the thing is, and when I was a kid, I rooted for the players, right? Like I watched the Celtics because Celtics and Lakers were always on. So you rooted for Bird and you rooted for Magic and then you'd root for like the bad boy Pistons. And then, when Jordan came along, everybody watched Jordan. For God's sake, right down the street here at Tommy D's, our friends and I, we didn't miss a game when Jordan was playing. We would go there and watch every single minute of every single game when Jordan was playing. And I'm not a Bulls fan, but I'm just a NBA, like superstar NBA fan.
Well, and I will say, I think one problem with the Lakers, there's only one ball on the basketball court at every time.
Yeah.
They've just got too many stars. Sometimes that doesn't work.
They're not a fun watch either. I mean, the Lakers are the type of team that beat the teams that they should and then get routed against teams that they should be contending with, and they can't. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me at all if they got bounced in the first round.
Well, maybe I'll tune in just to watch that.
That's a team that just doesn't want to rebuild either.
No.
They will not rebuild.
The Lakers have historically been a team that makes these big splash moves. It's the LA market. They need a guy out there who can bring fans in. And the Lakers are a lot of them. I mean, they won the bubble title, obviously, but people want to win out there and they are trying, but they just can't seem to get it right.
All right. Before we get into some NFL talk, I have to ask Dave a question here. My son and I, who's 12, Heath, we're going to do some umpiring. We're signing up to umpire this spring. We're going to start with softball. So my question to you is, what's your number one piece of advice for us as aspiring umpires?
My number one piece of advice. Okay. This is maybe a little bit of a hot take, but when you think about it, it really isn't. If you've got a choice between an umpire who knows all the rules inside and out and has got the perfect positioning but has a weak strike zone and bad judgment versus somebody who doesn't know the rules as well and all that, but can control the game and has a really sharp zone. Every coach I know would take the second one. Knowing the rules is important. I'm not saying it isn't. But if I'm teaching a young umpire, it's have a good strike zone, have good game command. Understand that you control the game. You're not like some dictator out there, but you've got to be able to, you know, handle coaches, be able if a player starts mouthing off, like, hey, that's enough now, you know, just not get beat up. And you know, if the rules aren't as, most of the rules stuff is corner case stuff that you'll figure out, you know, and frankly, the coaches don't know it either, especially at the little league level. So less time starting out, less time in the rule book, more time working on the strike zone and, you know, the safe out ball, fair foul, safe out ball strike.
See, that concerns me just slightly because we're going to be doing minor softball. That's my daughter's level. And, you know, they don't throw many strikes.
No,
you got to have a wide strike zone.
Okay. That strike zone's got to be new.
Nobody will care as long as it's consistent, right? That's the big thing. And obviously, the higher level you go, the more consistent it has to be. But ironically, the less wacky plays you're going to see. You're going to see all your weird rules plays with kids who don't know what they're doing, throwing to the wrong base. You end up out of position.
True words have never been spoken there. I mean, for goodness sake, when my son started playing, some of the, you'd be like, whoa, like you never saw stuff in higher level base, even like senior league baseball on up, you don't see these types of plays at all.
Well, and the other thing is, and I know you've refereed hockey and you can handle yourself, but you both really should not just only work together. You should work with other people. Like I'd work with you, you know, or get some other people. Jeremiah would work with you or Heath and get with some people who have some experience because you really can learn from watching and talking and
those kind of things. Yeah, something that I'll definitely keep an eye on since I've never really cared to, you know, follow what the umpire's doing, you know.
I promise you will watch the game entirely differently after you do this.
I mean, you're keeping all those kids in line all these
classroom
years.
Classroom management.
Buddy, that's not, come on, this is going to be child's play.
I have no question you'll be a good umpire. And I think Heath has the right mentality. The question I have is whether, and it won't matter on minor league softball, but as he works his way up, if somebody gives him a little flack, will he be able to deal with it?
Yeah, and I mean, when you're little like that, there aren't too many kids that can keep that sort of command. But, you know, if he's with an adult, I think would help him for sure.
100%.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here. We'll try one more time. We'll see if we can get him on the line. If not, we'll talk a little NFL free agency when we come back. You're listening to Under Review, sponsored by Lebraska Plastic Surgery.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Brian Kilmeade here. Coming up on the next edition of the Brian Kilmeade Show, we'll have the biggest newsmakers, newsbreakers, and take a deep dive into news you care about. Whether it's breaking news, entertainment, politics, or sports, even pop culture, I'll bring you the latest developments with expert analysis from the big names you know and love. Plus, you never know who may stop by. That's all coming up on the next edition of the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Brian Kilmeade, weekday mornings at 9, 99.7 and 96.7. Connect FM.
You can order a burger at a drive-thru, but eyeglasses? That's no way to treat your eyes. At Main Street Eye Care, we fit people with eyewear the old-fashioned way, with thorough eye exams that include today's technology, like retinal photography that can find early indicators of eye diseases like glaucoma and macular degeneration and health issues like diabetes. Set up an appointment today and visit us at MainStreetEye.com.
That's Main Street Eye Care, located at 200 South Main Street in DuBois.
Hi, I'm Brian Riley with AquaSure. AquaSure appreciates you and all of the local businesses that made today's auction possible. AquaSure has 8 locations within Clearfield, Jefferson, and the surrounding counties. If your business is in need of commercial insurance, employee benefits, risk management, payroll, or cybersecurity services, we have you covered. Need home, auto, and life insurance? AquaSure has that too. With offices in DuBois and St. Mary's, AquaSure employees live in and serve our local communities, and we look forward to serving you.
Early to bed, early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise.
And oh, was Benjamin Franklin wise.
So you actually think electricity can pass through metal? Ha! Ben Franklin, go fly a kite.
Excellent idea. Where are my keys?
Besides the bifocals, Ben invented the Franklin
Up
stone.
You go!
The odometer.
Whoa!
Oh, and the lightning rod. Ingenuity, pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Now, let's go back to Under Review on Connect FM. Here again, Bob Anderson, Dave Glass, and Dave Herzing.
Welcome back to Under Review. This segment is sponsored by Fatula Eye Care. Reach out to Dr. Dan and his team for all your eye care needs. So, unfortunately, we did not connect with Andrew Janoka. We'll try again. I think he did get busy there at the last second. But nonetheless, let's talk a little bit about what lies ahead for him. Do you think that that was an attractive job for him, the Raiders?
Well, boy, I hate to put words in his mouth here, and we can ask him this next time we see him, we talk to him, which hopefully will be in a week or two. I will say this. If you look at his history, he's been the quarterback coach for Kubiak for 3 different –
yeah.
Offenses now. So it's clear that they have some kind of a really strong relationship, which, look, that's not unusual. If you look around the league, a lot of times a certain coach will have a certain coordinator, a certain offensive line coach. There's these partnerships that form and stick. So, I think it's very attractive. I don't know, but I would assume that was probably the most attractive part is he knows the coach very well. They've worked together for years and years. So, if you're going to go somewhere and take this leap, you've got this guy who believes in you. And obviously, if he didn't believe in Andrew, he wouldn't have hired him. So, and there's only 32 of these jobs. I mean, that's the other thing. When people say, well, I wouldn't. And yes, you would. There's 32 of these jobs. If you get this opportunity. And the other thing is, he just won a Super Bowl as part of the Seahawks. If they go there and rebuild this Raiders team and make them a playoff team, he could easily become a head coach.
There's no question.
I mean, all of a sudden, now you've got this reputation. I won a Super Bowl, then I went to Vegas and took this dysfunctional franchise and turned it into a winner. Now, Kubiak will rightly get most of the credit for that. He's the head coach. But if they have a strong offense, why wouldn't he get a look? So I think it's actually a really good opportunity because, he's not going to, go to Kansas City or even Pittsburgh. There's so much weight there, right? And they're in the wrong stage for him to build something to help build something from the ground up. So, look, I'm not a Raiders fan. I've never liked the Raiders, but I'm certainly rooting for him and rooting for them to score a lot of points.
Absolutely, it's a great story. I mean, where he came from to where he is now. I mean, he's in an ideal spot because the expectations are really nothing. I mean, the commitment to excellence Raiders with Al Davis and stuff like that, that's gone. They're in an incredible city.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind living there.
Yeah, where they play, it's a destination. A lot of fans want to go see the Raiders. That the Oakland fan base is still there. The LA fan base is still there. I honestly think, everybody knows that maybe not, but 99.9%, they're going to get Mendoza. Getting a guy like that to rebuild your offense, I think couldn't be any better. So I think he's in a perfect spot. And all of these coordinators eventually want to be head coaches. I'm sure he's no different. Like you mentioned, I don't want to put words in his mouth. But if I was an OC, I'd want to be a head coach someday.
Well, I'm sure, but you know, he's not. If, when we do talk to him, I'm sure he's not going to talk about that. He doesn't want to, you know, be looking too far ahead. He's got this opportunity in front of him.
No, absolutely not.
But yeah, hey, I mean, we're all in this to, you know, everybody wants to do better, right? Yeah. So that's probably his goal. But
well, listen, I'm a Penn State fan. I'm rooting for Mendoza because the more you see this kid, how do you root against a guy like that? I mean, so it'll be fun to watch him. Obviously, there'll be growing pains for him. All rookie quarterbacks have growing pains. I don't care who your OC is. Or your head coach,
Well, the thing that I really hope that the fans and especially the front office and the ownership, they're going to have some patience, right? This team has been a disaster for a long time. Mm-hmm. That has nothing to do with Andrew and Kubiak. And it's just, they're going to have to, and they're about to probably, I mean, the reporting says Crosby's on the way out. They benched him That sounds wrong. They sat him down. Yep,
they benched him.
But I think it was basically to tank, right? Absolutely. I mean, they're not going to say that. It was a different group of coaches, but that was the goal here. They didn't want to win those games. And from the reporting I read today on ESPN, it really ticked him off and he wants out. So you're probably going to lose your high motor pass rusher. And that's even more reason that they're kind of, they probably haven't hit bottom yet is what I'm saying. It might be another year until they're coming out. Any coaching staff, I believe, needs 3 years minimum where you give them a chance to build, especially in a situation like this where there's really not a, they've got some, you know, Genty's good and they've got Bowers is really good.
And it's not like, I mean, Las Vegas is not like, you know, the boiler room pressure of being in New York or being, you know, come on, it's not like that at all. I mean,
think about it. Their fans, their Vegas fans have never actually seen a good team
yet. That's right.
So.
I mean, so it's, you know, there's zero expectations. Everything out there is looking up for this franchise. So it'll be exciting to watch. And again, what a great story for this area. Coming from Clearfield, his father's the coach over there, his dad played at Penn State. He walked on to Pitt, all that good stuff that we can talk to him about. Hopefully when we get to talk to him. How could you not, again, it'll be easy to root for these guys.
So would you trade Max Crosby if you're the Raiders?
Yes,
100%.
We talked about this with the Steelers. You want to sell high. I mean, he's still got a lot of value. He doesn't want to be there. I don't think that has anything to, his problem was with the front office, not the coaching staff, but you know, you got to respect that. And frankly, I think that the capital you get back is worth more than watching him. You know, he's not young anymore. So you want to trade him before he's over the hill.
TJ Watt.
Yeah. Branch Rickey, I'd rather trade a player a year too early than a year too late. And I firmly believe in that.
He's obviously a difference maker, but you compare him to a guy like Garrett, right? He's certainly not as good as Myles Garrett, but Myles Garrett didn't go out and single-handedly win games for the Browns, and Max Crosby's certainly not going to do that for the Raiders. So what you can get for him in return, Colin Cowher was saying today, there's of all the teams that there's rumors of the Cowboys looking at him.
That's hilarious. Think about that for a minute. That's hilarious.
Like you get rid of Micah and then you bring him
in.
That's
my point.
Yeah, like why in the world would you do that? But yeah. I don't know whether like what that even would, where that rumor would come from, but that would be so great. That'd be the funniest thing ever.
I thought Crosby was 30. He turns 29 right before the season. So he's a little bit younger than I thought, which probably really helps them get a higher return because a team can figure on getting 3 or 4 good years out of him.
I think they want the Micah Parsons return.
So
that
they
was 2 first round picks and a young player. I don't think they're going to get that, though. Micah was younger than him. I predict he goes to the Bears. I think they'll get a first-round pick and maybe give up, like, DJ Moore for him. And that would give our coach, Janoco, another weapon there in the passing game.
Yeah.
All right, how about the Chiefs and Rams? They consummated a blockbuster trade today. The Chiefs are sending all-pro cornerback Trent McDuffie, who, by the way, was taken one pick after Kenny Pickett in that draft, to L.A. for 4 Pickets. Draft picks. That includes their first, the 5th and 6th round picks this year, and then a 3rd pick next year.
Wow, the Rams are loaded now. Holy cow.
What are your takeaways?
That's an unbelievable move for the Rams. I mean, dear Lord, that clearly they're in. That's a win now type of move.
Well, they've been the expletive those picks team. They don't make first round picks hardly ever, and they're just so good because they find guys later in the draft. I mean, Puka Nacua was like a 4th or 5th round draft pick. I think the Rams are all in, but the Chiefs then they're in salary cap, you know where. And I think that this was the only move they could make. They're kind of in like a little bit of a retool here.
Well, what's happening with Kelce? As he said, if he's coming back?
Yeah, no one said anything. Shouldn't.
I mean, he really, if he was smart, he would have retired last year.
Yeah, and I don't look for him to come back. He's getting married, isn't he?
Yeah, I think so. But I don't want to go down that particular path. But I guess my point is, are the Chiefs, this almost seems like they're committing to, I don't want to call it a rebuild, but like a quick fly retool.
Because when you have Patrick Mahomes, you can retool on the fly.
Yeah.
But they almost have to. I think they got like 3 picks in the top 40 this year.
When I see this trade, you know what I think of right away is Jim Rutherford. This is a Jim Rutherford trade. It's like, oh, picks? I don't care about picks. Let's get all those picks. We don't need any picks. Send them out.
That is so true. A lesser trade happened yesterday. David Montgomery was traded from my Lions to the Texans in exchange for a 4th and a 7th round pick and offensive lineman Juice Scruggs. Who do you like in that trade? Who got the better of that deal?
Well, I mean, the Texans, their defense is set. They needed a running back. And
they need an offensive line first, I think.
Well, yeah, Stroud was, running for his life.
Yeah.
I don't know. I really don't. I mean, I know who Juice Scruggs is, but I don't know a whole lot about Juice Scruggs.
I'm not, into trading for running backs, though, because they're just a dime a dozen. Yeah. I wouldn't have given up the picks. I think they should have gone after Kenneth Walker III. He's, to me, the premier running back that's available right now.
Free agent, too.
Exactly. You don't have to give up picks for him.
But I will say this. I'm looking at his stats. The last 3 years, he's averaged 4.6, 4.2, and 4.5 yards per carry, 13, 12, and 8 touchdowns. And that's with last 2 years, he's had less than 200 attempts. So I see 2 things. One, he's an efficient runner. He scores a lot per carry, to put it that way. And number 2, there should be a lot of tread on the tires because he's never carried the ball 300 times. And, he's never been that guy where he's given 25 carries a game. So I get it. I mean, Houston very clearly, if you looked at the playoffs, was like, we need to get better on offense. We've got this great defense and we can't win because we can't score. So they're kind of doubling down. They're not going to change quarterbacks, so they're going to try to change everything else.
So only 4 teams used the franchise or transition tags before the March 3rd deadline yesterday. The Falcons are keeping Kyle Pitts. George Pickens was franchise tagged by the Cowboys.
We need to talk about that, but continue.
Okay. The Jets franchise tagged Breece Hall, and then the Colts used the transition tag on Daniel Jones. So what stands out to you about that?
Okay, I'm going to start with the whole Pickens thing. Obviously he worked out for them from an on the field perspective. It's kind of predictable. I mean, the man, he's talented. Yeah. We all knew that. It's interesting to me that they went this route with him, who is clearly a bit of a troublemaker off the field, and didn't do this with Parsons, or at least, they had options that they didn't utilize with Parsons and just sent him out the door. I'm actually, of course, this is Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones thinks Jerry Jones is a super genius at football and knows more than anybody else. So I'm sure he thinks he's got a plan here, but I don't get it.
Well, that's what I was going to say. When you can figure out Jerry Jones, let me know. I mean, it's, that's one of those things where you just kind of scratch your head. I mean, I don't know. I mean, what the talent was the reason. That's the only reason.
Well, he fit in great there.
He did. He had a hell of a nice season.
But is he going to be a long-term fit?
I don't know. Will
he show up on the
Well, that's it. I mean, and what happens? What happens if he ends up playing with a backup, if Dak gets hurt, or what happens if they make a trade? Who knows? He's not somebody that you're going to be able to rely on long-term. That's clear, unless something dramatic changes.
But, now that when you said it, you kind of breezed over it, Breece Hall getting franchised, that's what bad franchises do, by the way. That's like a baseball team, like the Pirates. If they had franchise tags, when they went 60 and 100, if they had a franchise tagged a reliever.
Yeah.
Okay. What are you doing? Yeah. The last thing you need to worry about is running back. You need everything else, and you're franchise tagging. I mean, he's a good running back. I'm not saying he isn't, but his numbers aren't a whole lot different than Montgomery's. He just gets more carries. So I that's just silly. Isn't that just silly? Am I missing something, guys? That seems silly to me.
I agree. The running back's your last piece, not your first piece.
Honestly, running back anymore, it is absolutely amazing in the NFL, the evolution of the game, how far the running back has fallen, as far as level of importance. Because these guys are all – it's almost like they're all built in a factory. And if they're plug and play, if you have the right kind of line, I think you're going to be just fine.
Okay, where does Kenneth Walker III end up? Any predictions?
That's a good one. I don't know. I mean, you know, I think it all depends on, you know, how it shakes out with the draft and everything.
He'd look great in Pittsburgh, though.
Oh, dear Lord, would he ever?
They're not going to do that. I wouldn't sleep on Cincy. I think, you know, Cincy, they're letting Hendrickson go.
Yep.
And I think they're gonna try to make a splash here.
Kyler Murray, where does he end up?
Baseball.
Yeah.
Come on now.
I'm serious.
Gonna say the Vikings.
They still have his rights. I think he's going to end up going to the major leagues.
How great would that be? I mean, he was a hell of a baseball player. But yeah, he's going to be a backup wherever he goes. There's no way he's a starter.
All right. Well, I think it is time to get lost here, but I don't know how to get lost music. So
no, I'll get lost to the change in systems.
We got a new system. We're just all discombobulated tonight. But D, what do you got for get lost?
Listen,
tonight?
I say get lost. March Madness is coming up. Selection Sunday's coming, and there's rumors of them expanding the tournament again. Get lost to that. Coach K said it. The NCAA can mess up a one car funeral. I'm telling you, I've never seen so stupid in my life. Keep it the way it is. Get lost to that tournament expansion thought.
Well, I agree with that. And I'm going to say get lost to NHL referees calling some penalties. Did you see that cross-check the other night?
Well, yeah, that, the one on Stone?
No. We got a penalty, and then their guy just came over and absolutely clocked ours, and the referee just looked at him like, call, and then he called one later that was less. Call it consistently.
On that front, goalie interference.
Oh, don't even get me started on that. That's ridiculous.
We got Fox News here.
We'll see you next week.
99.7 FM, 96.7 FM, and AM 1420, WCED, Du Bois.